Hello and welcome to Proc Shop. This is our first episode, so we hope you like it.
Yeah. Basically, this podcast is about really, any we just think of any random rubbish, basically.
Yeah, but it's not really rubbish, but yeah. We'll probably do talks about, you've got Minecraft, we'll talk about YouTube videos, and that'll basically be it.
And like sometimes like a quiz.
Yeah, maybe. But I think today what we're gonna do, we're just gonna tell you who we are, we're gonna introduce ourselves, we're gonna tell you a bit of our background, and then yeah.
Yeah.
And then we might get talking about maybe Amazing Phil, or just talk about what we did on
Yeah. Okay.
Minecraft.
You wanna start off?
Yeah, okay. Hello, I'm Ewan. I'll be doing most of the intros, I think. I am not the person who set this all up. I'm just the person who's on the back running. I hope you enjoy it. Obviously, I'm not really much of a computer person, but I can do talking. I'm very good at acting, so if you hear me doing a bit of role play, yeah, that's just me.
I guess it's on to me now. I guess I'm quite a nerd when it comes to computers.
Geek.
Shut up, you. but basically, I just started doing stuff on the computer when I was about 6 or 7. Started burning some disks onto, yeah. What
And it
am
all
I on about?
started from there.
Yeah, basically, I just burnt a video to a disc and then just carried on from there. And now I'm coding, making my own podcast with Ewan called the Proc Chop.
But we're thinking he's only, what, the age of 12, so, well, he's nearly 13 now, so, yeah.
13 in March.
Good.
Let's just. Should we like mark this podcast as explicit just for like a laugh? Or is it? Let me do this. Ready?
No, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
What I think we're gonna do
There we go.
now,
Explicit.
Josh knows a lot about Amazing Phil, especially when he went to, was it Italy last week? Like the other week?
Yeah.
And then that was a really funny video, and then he's done loads of funny videos.
I think it was Italy or something.
The lion. Rawr.
Should we? I don't know where he is. Should we actually look it up? Okay. God. Can't be bothered. Oh well.
So yeah, we're a bit stuffed for what to do now. obviously, this is our first episode, so if you could just like put comments on what we should do and things that we should talk about, then we'll do so. But it's our first episode, so we're a bit, oh, I don't know what to do. But yeah.
Popcorn.
Does anybody like the Yogscast? They're quite good. But I didn't realise, like, Simon doesn't smoke. Lewis smokes, but it's really strange. And
Wrong
it.
way around.
What?
Simon smokes.
Does he?
Yeah.
What?
Lewis is, Zephos.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Simon's the one who smoked.
Yeah, not
Oh,
Lewis.
okay. Got a bit mixed up there.
It's a bit disappointing
Bit
that he smokes.
disappointing. He's amazing, but then when we found out today that he smoked, he was like, what?
Seems
So,
quite natural.
yeah. We don't really know. We're on. What shall we do? Do you like popcorn? We made popcorn. Yum yum.
And honeycomb. I'm
And
eating that now.
honeycomb. Well, yeah.
If you like some.
Nom 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 nom.
It's like
So yeah.
Jaffa's, but better.
On Minecraft lately, we've been building things. We've got our own server now, so we've got a server. It's all going good. Building random things. We've got certain people who have made admins, and now they're building amazing structures.
I
So
built the
yeah.
creeper though.
The creeper. I haven't really built anything yet, but I'm sure I'm gonna do my chicken soon.
Yeah, it's gonna do like a massive Tarkovsky storm.
Uh,
Oh, there's chocolate on the
pixelated.
table.
Chocolate. Are we going to finish the episode, or are we going to do anything else? Are we going to let them listen to a YouTube video?
I don't know. Why don't I do, like, a pub quiz?
Pub quiz.
Okay, so.
We're probably going to ask you to post the answers, and then, like, whoever gets the answers will say if you put your name or if you want to tag the post that we can read out on our next, next listen to, a next radio podcast.
Radio podcast?
Well, it's not exactly going to be visible, is it?
I think what we'll do this week is, I'll ask you the question and then you got to try and answer it. And then, yeah, so let's do the intro for Mastermind. Okay, so Ewan, here's your first question.
Okay. First question.
In the song 12 Days of Christmas, how many ladies are dancing? 8, 9, 10 or 11?
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me. Do, 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 do. Okay. On the second day of Christmas, 3 hens are laying. 5 golden rings, 6 hens are laying.
I have a guess. 8, 9, 10 or 11?
10.
10.
I can't remember the song.
In which year was Blobby the UK Christmas number one song? 1992,
1993, 1994. Oh, I actually
know this one.
My dad has the album, so I know this one.
What is it? 1994. Okay. Which female solo artist was born on Christmas Day in 1971? Victoria Beckham, Annie Lennox, Kylie Minogue, or Dido?
Dido. Victoria Beckham.
Okay. From the rhyme, "'Twas the night before Christmas," which reindeer was not pulling Santa's sleigh? Dasher, Comet, Rudolph, or Cupid?
Rudolph,
okay. Question number five. The Christmas tree on display in Trafalgar Square in London is an annual gift to the UK from which country? Norway, Holland, Sweden or Poland?
Just because of Notch, I'm going to say Sweden. Notch the border.
By what name is Boxing Day, the 26th of December, also known as? Cold Turkey Day, St. Nicholas Day, Wrestling Day Day, or St. Stephen's Day?
Wrestling Day Day.
Okay. In which year was Feed the World released for the second time in time for Christmas and sung by Band Aid 2? 1989, 1990,
1991 or 1992?
1990.
Some of these are pure guesses because they're way older than me, my time.
When singing 12 Days of Christmas, it is entirely how many gifts are given in total? 78, 364, 12 or 256?
12 plus 11, sorry about the math lesson. 23, then you've got plus 10, that's 33.
Doop, 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 doop,
33. Then you've got, so you've got 33, then you've got plus 9, which is 42. Then you've got plus 8, which is 50.
What are you going to do?
So 50.
78, 364. 12,
56, 57 plus 6. Very complicated. 63. 68. 68 plus 4. 3, 2, 1, which is 6. 78.
Okay.
Hooray!
Which well-known actor died on Christmas Day in 1977? Michael Bates, Elvis Presley, James Stewart, or Charlie Chaplin?
I think they both died in the same year, but I don't know about Christmas Day. Charlie Chaplin, purely just because. I mean, you can hold it out here, they can still hear me.
I know, but you're holding the microphone like really far away. I don't know if you could hear that or not. Which Michael Jackson song was Christmas number one in 1995? Thriller, Black and White, Earth Song, or Billie Jean?
No, Billie Jean. Well, Billie Jean is in Thriller.
Yeah.
Black Christmas, and White.
It's a Christmas number one, not album.
Oh, Christmas number one, Thriller.
Okay.
I think.
Let's see your score. Okay, question wrong. Question one, you got wrong. The answer was 9. I'm gonna try and get the results. The actual thing. Oh, I didn't copy that. Okay, so I'm just gonna get all of the information for the results. So, number one, you got wrong. It's actually 9. I don't know what it
was. What was the actual question?
That's what I'm gonna try and find out now. Pub quiz. Okay. Oh, well. Should we just go through and then I'll post the answer after? You got 2 correct answers, which was number 4, which was Rudolph, and number 9, which was Charlie Chaplin.
Wow. I knew Charlie Chaplin was right, but I completely didn't know between number 10, number 8, number 7, number 6.
Yeah. I think you got it a bit wrong.
But that one doesn't make sense. 11 pipers piping. No, that doesn't make sense. How can the amount of days, the amount of gifts added up be so many? 300?
Because it does somehow.
But it doesn't make sense.
But it must make sense, because if it was wrong, then there would be a problem with that, wouldn't there?
Yeah, there is a problem. They got it wrong.
Yeah, how do you know they got it wrong?
Because they did.
Well, the correct answer was 364.
Well, what's 12? Well, you work out at home then. You work out at home once you watch this video. What is all the gifts added up on 12 days of Christmas? I think it's 78. What do you think?
Okay, so let's go through the answers now. I found them all. Okay. Oh, God. Okay. Question wrong, you got wrong. The correct answer is 9. Question wrong is, 1 is, in the song 12 Days of Christmas, how many ladies are dancing? You put, I think, something. I don't know. It's a bit of a rubbish pub quiz, but
I put 10.
You put 10, and the answer is 9. Which year was Mr. Blobby in the UK Christmas number one song? You put 1992, I think.
1995.
The correct answer
was 1995.
I'm not too sure. It doesn't really matter. Question number 3. Which female solo artist was born on Christmas Day in 1971? You said Victoria Beckham. The actual answer was Dildo.
Dildo.
Oh my God. It has to be explicit now.
We're going to have to put 12 in this.
Oh my God. Number 4 you got correct, which was from The Rhyme Was the Night Before Christmas, which reindeer was not pulling Santa's sleigh.
And I put Rudolph.
The correct answer is Rudolph, because I think Rudolph was created.
Rudolph the red nosed reindeer had their shiny nose. All the other reindeer took the piss out of him now.
Yeah.
We can start swearing now, because it's going to be a 12 anyway, because you said Dildo.
No, don't swear.
Well, why did you say that then?
It needs to be explicit, because I said dildo. Number 5, you said Sweden. The Christmas tree on Trafalgar Square in London is an annual gift to the UK from which country?
Holland.
It was actually Norway. You said Sweden. For number 6, by what name is Boxing Day also known as?
I put Wrestling Day Day. St. Nicholas. No, St. Stephen's Day.
Yeah, St. Stephen's. Number 7, which is In which year was Feed the World released in the second time for Christmas, sung by band A2? I think I said that completely wrong. That was 1989.
So close.
For eight, when singing the 12 Days of Christmas, this is entirely, in its entirely, how many gifts are given in total?
I put 78, which is the right answer.
It's not the right answer, though, because it's 364.
Can you work out at home, and I want to see if I'm right, because I think I'm right.
I think it means how many times was each present said in the song. Okay,
oh,
so...
Oh, yeah. So it'll be 12 by 12. Nine.
Yeah, but you say first day of Christmas, second first... Third, second, first, and then continued. So, next one, number nine, you said, which well-known actor died on Christmas Day in 1977? You said Charlie Chaplin, and the answer was Charlie Chaplin. And number ten, which Michael Jackson song was a Christmas number one in 1995? Black and White.
I think put Thriller.
Thriller, yeah. And the answer is Earth Song. So congratulations if you got over 2 at home.
I got 20% out of 100.
Yeah.
Okay, next week when we do the quiz, I'm going to be asking Josh here the questions. I don't know how he'll do, but yeah.
Shut up.
I bet he'll do better than me, I'm sure. But I'll do a football quiz, so he just doesn't know anything. So yeah.
Let's... Well, let's do the outro. Woo!
So, that's pretty much the end of our show this time. It's been nearly 20 minutes of jibber jabber, total jibber jabber. Can you please post?
Why don't we go like all the way to 20 minutes? We should make our podcast go to 20 minutes
every single time.
Like when it gets to 20 minutes, it cuts off, even if we're in the middle of a sentence.
Right. Okay. So we're gonna have to talk really quickly now because we have 2 minutes left. Next time, can you put comments on our listen audio tape thing, so we know what we should put on next time, so then we don't we're not so what to do, and it's all planned out, and then hopefully you can give me the answer to that question.
I don't know how you do a comment.
So next time we'll do something that you might want to us to do.
I guess
we need to start playing the outro.
We need to start doing the outro soon. I can't actually be bothered to go all the way to 20 to final thing. 20 seconds.
What are we gonna do as our outro? We need to find something.
I think
good.
We should do the short version of our intro.
Which is?
I think it's off road.
But there's only one off-road.
No, there are short ones, I think. Yeah, there's off-road short, which is 7 seconds.
Really?
So as soon as we get to 7 seconds, we'll stop. Well, as soon as we got 7 seconds left.
Yeah, but what if it's the wrong song? Maybe we should say a farewell song. Do that farewell song, that'd be amazing.
The farewell one.
Yeah, that one's perfect.
That one will be perfect.
Sorry, you can't hear what we're listening to, but...
I think they can.
Can they? No. Okay, so that's at the end of our little show. A little bit more than 20 minutes. Next time we'll try and keep it maybe under 15 minutes, but we'll keep it 20 minutes. Farewell, goodbye.
We had fun.
Goodbye from me.
And goodbye from me.
That's from Josh.
And Goodbye from you, Ewan.
Goodbye.
Boop. If you would like a newsletter on the Prop Chop, send us an email at theprochop@gmail.com and include your name and newsletter in the subject. Thank you.